1628, this magnificent bronze plaque was found on Croix Rousse Hill. In spite of the disappearance of a large part of the text, it was soon understood to be a copy of a speech given in Rome by the Emperor Claudius in the year 48. The Gauls had asked for the right to take part in the assembly of the Senate, and the Emperor, convinced that it was necessary to include foreigners, wanted to persuade the senators to agree to this. We know of this episode through the writings of historian Tacitus, who also reported on the xenophobic reactions of the senators. The text engraved on a bronze plaque faithfully transcribes the words of Claudius. The weighty and conventional style is indeed that of an official speech.
In the past, kings governed Rome, and yet they were not permitted to pass their power on to their own successors. After them came persons from another family, and sometimes even foreigners. Thus, Romulus was succeeded by Numa, from the land of the Sabines, a neighbor, no doubt, but then a foreigner. It is surely an innovation of the divine Augustus, my great-uncle, and of Tiberius Caesar, my uncle, to desire that particularly the flower of the colonies and of the municipal towns, that is to say, all those that contain men of breeding and wealth, should be admitted to this assembly. How now? Is not an Italian senator to be preferred to a provincial senator? I will soon explain this point to you. But I do not conceive it needful to repel even the provincials who can do honor to the Senate House. Here is this splendid and powerful colony of Vienne.
He has been addressing the House for almost 2 hours, and he has not yet finished. He is going to tell us how highly he thinks of the Gauls. When I think that less than 100 years ago, they were still fighting our legions, and now we have to accept them here among us?
What do you expect? The fact he was born in Lugdunum has influenced him. But it is not because he likes the province that he has to bring all these foreigners into the Senate.
It will be objected that Gaul sustained a war against the divine Julius for 10 years. But let there be opposed to this the memory of 100 years of steadfast fidelity and a loyalty put to the proof in many trying circumstances.
Really? If we listened to him, all the barbarians would be wearing a toga.
You mean there wouldn't even be any barbarians at all?
We must assume that Claudius finally succeeded in convincing the senators, since his speech was to appear prominently displayed in the sanctuary of the Free Gauls, here in Lugdunum.